And it's time for Fisherman Forecast with Gloucester High School football coach Tony Zarilli. And coach, looking back, this week's a little bit more pleasant than the week before. I don't think I've ever quite seen anything like that on Saturday. 61 points in the first half, but 48 by Gloucester. What's your review of that? How do you look back on that game?
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, we tried to balance our attack a little bit more than it was the week before. And I thought our running backs ran well, and I thought our offensive line, you know, blocked well. You know, we made some adjustments right off the bat in that first series, and, you know, we stuck with that. And, you know, we made adjustments here and there. And we watched the film, and we were making some mistakes, and, you know, we got to fix that this week. But, you know, I thought overall we came to play. We set the tone on that first series, and it carried through the first half.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had a couple of changes in offense, and certainly Christian Sanfilippo getting some starting time looked pretty good in the backfield and giving you guys a little bit of an oomph there.
Yeah, we call him Brucey. I don't know. That's the kid.
Brucey?
Brucey. That's what the kids call him. So that's what he goes by here. But, you know, he came on last year as a sophomore towards the end of the year. The kid can run. He likes to hit. So on a few of those runs, he lowered his shoulder and ran somebody over. I think on one of his touchdown runs down the sideline. The kid's just a football player and a great runner. So we had to get him in there. And, you know, first couple games, he played sparingly, and going into this, you know, this third week, we said, you know, we're in conference play. We got to get him the ball more. So we actually started him at running back, and our starting running back, Enos, we moved over to wing. And I thought that gave us a good 1-2 punch. And then we rotated Goss in as a kind of a change of pace back. And, you know, our fullbacks, Edwards and Latassa, both played well. And I think Edwards had two touchdowns and Latassa had another. So, you know, we tried to be, you know, multiple, and I thought we succeeded this week in that. And we'll just try to keep that going.
Brucey Sanfilippo's running style, at least on Saturday, looked like he always had his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage, and Coach Ingram is always pointing that out. And he always kept his legs going.
He's a tough runner. You know, we got a couple of young kids that are a tough runner. I think Edwards is the same way at fullback. He carried a few guys on an ISO we ran, I think 5 or 6 yards, and he had 4 or 5 guys on his back. But it's that leg drive. They both have that low center of gravity, that leg drive, shoulder square, running low to the ground. And those guys are tough to tackle. You know, you can bounce, you know, you see guys bounce off them because they're so compact and they're so strong. They worked at it. I'll tell you that. All summer long, the two of them have been in the weight room. They've been running with Ladoff. They do a lot of work in the offseason to get in that shape.
Coach, your offensive line, your defensive line, tell me a little bit about who looked good for you, you know, both on Saturday and then when you review the film. Maybe somebody that might be a little unsung, someone who's worked a little extra hard but did a good job for you.
You know, the funny thing is Philpott, you know, didn't catch a pass this week, but offensively and defensively at defensive end, he's one of our best players. He makes things happen in the, you know, in the backfield and against the defense. You know, he's constantly getting pressure on the quarterback, and on offense, you know, he can collapse down that side of the defensive line. But I'll tell you, Amaral played well, Emerson played well, and our captain Tommy Donahue played well. You know, all across the board, Acapel and Schrock on the other side, they those guys played well too. I think Schrock got into it in the second half, and he really started to, I mean, one play he blocked 4 or 5 guys on one of the outside plays. So all those quick side plays, those jets, those stuff, that's Schrock out in front. So, you know, across the board, they all have things to work on. They all have things they need to get better on. But I thought they were pretty consistent throughout the day, you know, the five of them.
Beverly special teams look good against you guys. They look really good against Peabody again on Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Madden's field position, just amazing.
Kills you on it.
But you guys look much improved this week too. It looked like you found some kicking game. You've got some coverage. You actually fielded a punt. So things improving on that end.
Yeah, you know, we work on that stuff every day. You know, we spend a certain amount of time each day at practice on special teams. And, you know, testament to Coach Ingram, he's been working with Alex Militello on punting and kicking. So he's been helping us out on that part of the game. So I think they're constantly improving every day. You know, I think our kickoff team didn't do that well against Swampscott, so we're trying to ramp that up here at, you know, this week and try to get better at that. And our kick return needs a little bit of work, so we've been working on those two special teams. But yeah, you know, we work on those things.
Well, it's funny because Madden kicks these kickoffs, you know, Beverly against Peabody kicks these kickoffs 9 miles long, but then Santos gets it on the 1 yard line and brings it back. So then after that, Madden's kicking these little squibbers out to keep it away from Santos. So
you see that a lot. You know, you kick one deep and you out kick your coverage, and then Santos or, you know, you put your good backs back there, right? So those kids tear you apart, and then next thing you know, you're out there and the coach is yelling at you, squib it, don't kick it to them, or kick it away from them. So it's always a chess match when it comes to that kind of stuff. Do you want to kick it deep, or do you want to, you know, risk the wrath of returning it on you. So it's always a chess match.
It is, and it's fun to watch. And Tony, finally, you got Revere coming up, and Coach Ciccatelli has these kids fired up. They always seem to play well first half of the season, and then injuries seem to catch up with them. But right now, 3-0, a very tough team, and I know that when Gloucester played them last, Gloucester beat them, but they play very tough. So what do you see from the films on Revere?
You know, they're always tough. They're always scrappy. They're always going to give you a fight. This year, they're good. You know, I know Lou last year when we talked, going into the playoffs, we had the coin toss and him and I talked quite a bit and he was very excited about this team coming back. You know, it was very young. We were both kind of in the same spot at that time. We had a young team, not a lot of experience. And I think we're both on the same page right now. We're both looking at our teams as, okay, you know, you've had a year under your belts. You've gone through the turmoil of not being in the playoffs and being, you know, or getting knocked out quickly. And you learn from that and you grow from that. And I think it's the same type of team. They're coming in, they're experienced. They've got 3 wins under their belt. They're feeling great. And, you know, and we gotta go at them. We gotta take it at them first whistle to the last whistle, you know, and I think that it's going to be a battle. You know, I think he's got a good team over there and I know they're flying high and I think that, you know, we have to get out there and we have to set that tone on opening kickoff, whatever it is, kickoff, kick, return, and stay on them, because if you don't stay on them, you know, they're going to fight us. They're going to fight us every chance they get.
Final question, Tony, is as we amble on, I know I'm keeping you out of here late. Final question, the first drive. You guys had a first drive against Swampscott. How important is the first drive in the scheme of things? I know, you know, you always want to have that 80-yard march, but, you know, if it doesn't work so well, what do you do?
Well, so the first drive's important, but I'll tell you, the second drive's more important because, you know, something Coach Ingram always said to us playing and coaching with him, that first drive's important, but when you go out there the second drive, if you score on that first one, don't let it be the kiss of death, right? Don't go in that second drive and think, oh, I can march down 80 yards every time and then stall out and give them the ball back with good field position. Mm-hmm. So it's really those first two drives. You want to set the tone on the first one. And on that second one, don't let that first one be the kiss of death. Keep moving the ball, keep scoring touchdowns, and don't let your foot off the pedal until the game's over. And that's what we got to keep doing.
Okay, I lied. I got one more question. Were you on the team when they scored 66 points? Was that your era?
I was coaching in that era.
Who was that they played?
That was...
Do you remember who that was? Someone from the South Shore, I
Barnstable.
Know that. Barnstable.
It Barnstable.
Was Barnstable. Okay. You got your kids and you had 48 points, and I think even before that you got a lot of your sub-varsity in the first half, and I don't think I've seen that before, so a lot of experience for those kids.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we were up 48-13, and I think we got the ball back in the second quarter, and we started subbing some kids in at that point.
Yep.
Coach Serino is a great guy. He's, you know, first year coach, and I've been on the other end of that. You know, I still think back to my first game as a head coach playing Lynn English, and that resonates with me. Every time I'm in a situation like that, if I'm on the other end of that, you know, I think about that. I think about that game, and I think about what that meant to me. So anytime I can pull my kids out and not do that to somebody, I want to. But more importantly than that, it's about getting young kids in and playing football, because I'll tell you, that's how you build a program. You don't build a program by playing your starters for 4 quarters. If you can get your starters out and play those young kids and let them buy into the system and let them feel like they're a part of it and be a part of it on the field, that's how you build a program, and that's what I believe in. So if I have a situation like that and I can get my young kids in and get them experience, that's what I want to do.
Do the younger kids get a little respect from the older kids having played in a game like that when they come to practice?
Absolutely, and I also tell my older kids that it's not the second half off. It's the second half for you to help these guys, because these guys all week long help you mm-hmm. guys. They make you better by being at practice and getting beat on, to be quite honest, right? They're playing Scout O, Scout D, and you guys are teeing off on them. And you know, we be careful with that. But, you know, the gist of it is they're out here making you better so that when you show up on Friday nights, you've seen a good look. Well, now it's their turn. It's their turn to play. So on the sidelines, I expect you to be there when they come off the field to help them along, to give them advice, to coach them up, because that's what we do here. We coach the young kids up so that when they become seniors, that they can coach the other kids up. And that's the way it's always been under Coach Silver, Coach Ingram, and I hope to continue that here with us.
So sort of the idea, that's what team means?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what team means. And I even pulled my guys in the locker room at halftime. I pulled my starters aside and I told them that. Mm-hmm. I was like, you guys are family. You guys help each other. And this is what second half is about.
Okay. Thanks, Tony. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Gloucester football coach Tony Zirilli with Fisherman Forecast. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSONewsSports.com.